Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, how does the risk of depression vary across age groups? Thanks to Casey Heakin and John Taylor for help with this week's script. Among the most prevalent mental health problems is depression, characterized by sustained feelings of sadness or worthlessness and loss of interest in normal activities. The prevalence of depression varies across age groups, with higher risk found among younger adults. 10% of 18 to 34-year-olds have experienced symptoms in the past year that would qualify them for a diagnosis of depression, compared with less than 3% of those 65 and older. This pattern holds for women and men, though women's risk is nearly twice that of men. Although their risk of depression is lower, older adults are more likely to have their symptoms mistaken for other conditions, like dementia or physical problems, an issue exacerbated by the limited number of mental health care providers trained in geriatrics.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.